Hello, welcome to the Rainbow Shaman. I'm Annette Lachmann and this is my podcast for shamanic journeying. Hello my friends. Today we will do a journey to the Grand Canyon. I will take you to a magical place which I found, where there is an old mountain spirit living in a pyramid. It's a very sacred place. It will help you to find clarity, to give you visions for you to be on your journey. So I want you to get comfortable, find a position. We can either sit or lie down. You take a deep breath in and out, releasing what's on your mind, what's in your way on this journey, and again, setting your intention to go on a journey, leaving your physical body behind, just taking your energetic body. Visualize a wide plain and you call on Otorongo, Mother Sister Jaguar, come, take me on a journey. And you see the jaguar coming out of the mist, inviting you to climb on his back. You feel the soft fur between your fingers, a strong, warm body between your legs as she starts running. Running over this wide plain, taking you away from your physical body, from your home. And you enjoy the ride on the jaguar, sense the wind, the sun in your face. Riding on the jaguar towards the ancient trees. And you see these trees drawing closer now, and Otorongo running into this forest of ancient trees, for the ancient tree. It's a huge cypress tree, thousands of years old. This is the one taking you to North America, to Arizona. And you see and you smell the cypress already. As Otorongo stops, you get off her back. She sits down waiting for you. You approach this tree, smell it. It's incredible. And you put your arms around it, inhaling the smell of the cypress tree. And this ancient tree absorbs you, going into the tree, and you get washed right down into the roots, into the belly of Mother Earth, going down, down, deeper, deeper, going deep into the belly of the Mother, reaching these huge bedrocks. You climb down, down, deeper and deeper, as you find this little cave, and you see the spring coming out of the rock, and you lie down in this clear water, feel the pebbles on your back, and everything gets washed off your body. A cannot go down into the underworld. And then you feel this current taking you out of the cave, even deeper into Mother Earth. You become one with this stream, and it's so easy, flowing, being one with the water, going down, and you feel the stream is getting really fast, and it will go right into this huge stream of timelessness and outside of time and space. You travel over the grid of the earth. All the colors around you, further, further, and you feel like in this bubble of light, twirling you around. And then suddenly you see it's like an exit. A little sidearm is taking you out of the stream. The clear river. And it's in a little cave. It stops there. And you get out of this little river. You stand in this cave. And you see a little hole where the light comes through. So you walk. Go on, walk towards this light. And when you get out of that little cave, look around you. The majestic Grand Canyon, and you're at the bottom of it. Look up, all these colors, red, yellow. It's overwhelming, and you feel right away the power. And you look around, you see a little rock. It looks like a seat, and you sit down on this rock, allowing the energy to inform you. You're waiting. You're waiting for the cry of the eagle. Call it. Call the eagle. And you hear the scream of this eagle right above. And he's soaring down in circles, coming down, down. And he lands right next to you. And look at him. So beautiful. This huge eagle. And he invites you to climb on his back, because he will take you to the sacred spot. And as you climb on the back of the eagle, he spreads his wings and soars up with such a push. You hold on, and suddenly you feel that you're flying. You open your arms. Lying on this eagle, feel this little feathers tickling your face. You see the Grand Canyon from the perspective of the eagle. Look down, seeing this canyon spread in so many small canyons in these colors of the rainbow. You feel the energy, you feel the power. And then from afar you see already the pyramid on top of one of the rocks in the middle, and you see the eagle flying there, circling first around it so you can see it from all sides, and it slowly goes down, down, landing at the foot of it. There's a little rock so he can wait there for you. You slide off his back, you're thanking him. And then look in your hand. You have a crystal. This is your gift for the mountain spirit. So you go closer to the stone that is formed like a pyramid. And you feel the energy. It's like bubbles, like electricity. Just sense it. And then you open your heart. To show that you come with a pure heart, show yourself. And then you know, before entering a sacred place, a cleaning has to be done. You stand in the sun and you ask, Father Sun, please, take off all the energy which is not pure. And you feel suddenly this hot rays of sun starting from your crown chakra, like lasers going down your body. All your chakras get cleansed, and your outer body, your inner body. Feel the energy radiating within and around you. And you suddenly feel so light, so clean, so full of love. And this is how you open your heart. And then you see this priest standing right in front of you. Ancient priest. You see him, he's old, thousands of years old. And he takes your hand. Come with me, my love. I will show you the inside of this pyramid. Come with me. And he leads you right into the pyramid through a little crack, but it opens for you so you can enter. And inside, it's a little dark, but you can see little light beams coming through cracks. And in the inside, you see this huge crystal standing there, like an altar crystal. And this ancient mountain spirit points at its head. Sit down with your back against the crystal. And you sit down, and suddenly it's like a lightning goes through your body with all the informations, and allow now the downloads to go into your system. If you have a question, that's the time to ask it, for clarity, for what it is you really need to know. Feel the information being woven into your body, into your cells, into every cell, your mind, your heart. And suddenly you feel ancient mountain spirit is touching you on your forehead with both hands. It's like a warm light is going into your third chakra, revealing the inner wisdom you have, reminding you that you know so many things. It's the time that they come up. From subconscious to the conscious, allow it. He's helping you to remember. Remember your strength. Remember your healing power. Remember. And then he puts his hands on your heart chakra. And now feel the green rays coming out of his hands, enlarging your heart, three times the size, to take in all this love and light for you to share with your loved ones. Remember, this is your strength. Remember to use it. And then he touches the belly area, and a mixture of red and orange rays from his hands, like a fire is going into your belly. This will help you to use this power of love from your heart, so that your actions will match your feelings, your thoughts. This helps you to carry into the world your light from your heart. So all three together, just watch how the colors merge into this light around you and within. And you feel that he hands you a different crystal now. Crystal with rainbow colors. It's a gift for you from this ancient mountain spirit. To take good care of it. This is your key. To remember all that you have experienced. And then he takes your hand. You get up. And he leads you out of this ancient pyramid. He takes you to the eagle. You give your thanks. He smiles at you one more time, and then you climb back onto the eagle. The eagle rises into the air. You can see the pyramid one more time from way higher now. Looks like a portal from up. The eagle flies one more time over the Grand Canyon, so you can see this majestic canyon of the perspective of the eagle. And then he soars down, down deep into the canyon, going down towards the river. You can see the currents of the river, green water. And then he stops exactly, he lands at the same place where you got out of the cave. You slide off his back. You thank the eagle, thank you for taking me up. And you see him disappear into the sky, and you turn and go back into the little cave. Back into the river, you lie down, holding onto your crystal, and the river takes you back, back underground, and merges into the huge stream of timelessness, taking you back over the grid of Mother Earth, back. Back until you reach the little creek that takes you back to the cave where you entered it. Everything gets washed off, what cannot go up to your world. And you climb up the bedrocks, already see the roots of this cypress tree. Go up, up. To reach the point where the tree touches the earth and you slide out of it, thanking this ancient tree. Thank you for allowing me this journey. And you feel Otorongo getting up, coming to you, touching your knee as an invitation to get on her back. And again you feel the soft fur between your fingers and her body as she starts moving. To take you back. And one more time, she's really running over this wide plain. It's like flying again, but on a jaguar this time. Holding on to her, feeling the wind on your body, taking you safely back, back. Until you reach the point where you met her. Get off her back. Thinking Otorongo, caressing her head one more time and watching her disappear into the mist. then allow your energetic body to lie on your physical body. Transferring all the information, all the energies into the physical body. So every physical cell has the information, the clarity, the memory. Feel the strength now in your body, the gift, the ancient mountain spirit, the priest, and blow everything you have into a crystal, into stone, into your mesa, into a power object, so they carry the memory for you too, to bring this love and this light into your life. Maybe at a different level than before. Remember, it's all in you. And then you take a deep breath in and out. And then you come back to your body. Start moving your fingers, your toes, and come back. Really back now. Walk in beauty.